Welcome to the Children's and Young Adult Novels Book Club, Cyan Book Club for short, where we review the latest children's and young adult novels out there to tell you if they're worth reading or not. I'm your host, Zach Whiting, and today we are not reviewing a book. What? That's insane. This is a book club. Why are we not reviewing a book? Well, because this week we are going to be launching a new series of episodes that are going to be posting in addition to our book reviews. And I want to update you and prepare you for it. I'm super excited for this new episode. And we're titling it Short Story Saturday. So in addition to our book reviews coming out every month, we will also have a Short Story Saturday coming out every month. And let me explain really what's going on. The book club, the Cyan Book Club, was started because of this need and my own desire to share good stories with you. I wanted to find stories worth telling and equip you to share those with the kids and the teens in your life. There's so many books and so many stories out there, and unfortunately, a lot of them have content in them that's just not good. It's not clean. It's not helpful. And in addition to that, there are also a lot of stories that have poor plots or undeveloped characters. And it's just, there's a minefield of literature out there. And I wanted to dive in and help you find the stories worth telling, find the books that you can add to your bookshelf. But more than that, again, my main goal is connecting you with stories worth telling. And what better way to do that than to create my own stories worth telling? What better way can I ensure that the stories I'm recommending to you are clean, are meaningful, have well-developed characters, and have a plot that actually makes sense? How can I make a promise like that in any better way than to create those stories myself? And so, beginning this week, we are going to be sharing short stories with you, stories that we have written ourselves for your benefit, stories that hopefully will be fun, but also encouraging and helpful for you as you foster the habit of reading, the habit of storytelling to your families and your friends. In addition to launching this new type of episode, I also felt like we really, really needed a place where you could go back and you can look at and even read all the stuff that we're putting out, the book reviews and these short stories. And so we will also be launching our website this week, the Cyan Book Club website. On it, you'll find a link to the podcast. You'll also find transcripts for every book review. And you'll find the written version of all the short stories that we have posted up to that point. So there's a new episode type coming out now, and there's a website as well. And that's all to help us connect you with stories worth telling. Now, today, I didn't want to leave you with just an announcement. And so I'd like to give you a little bit of a taste of my first short story being posted this weekend. It's titled The Gift. And I wrote it myself. And I really hope that you enjoy it and that you'll come back on Saturday to listen to the full story. Here it is. The Gift. Glint Elderwood was terrible at making gifts. Oh, he was great at receiving them. He'd mastered each of the seven faces of excitement very early on, and he knew exactly which one to use when he received something he didn't quite like. But whenever the festival of friendship approached, his stomach began to ache. This year, Glint was determined to make something with his own two hands. As the sun set far beyond the falling snow, he made his way to the little yellow shed behind his house and lit a candle. Then he found a block of mahogany and got to work. Unfortunately, as always, the wood refused to be carved by any of his tools. The screwdriver made a terrible scratch. The hammer dented up the edges, and the chisels were useless. As the candle drew to its end, he huffed down on a little stool he had made and stared at the splintered remains of redwood on his workbench. Then his stool gave out. Ella heard a squeal from outside. She looked through the kitchen window just in time to see Glint brush himself off and storm out of the shed. As he made his way in, she prepared a slice of pickleberry pie on a plate with a hot cup of cocoa to go with it. "There you are," she lilted as she set the pie and cocoa on an end table by Glint's chair. "I thought she'd be out there all night." Glint slipped off his boots and sunk into his chair by the hearth, where a warm orange flame danced. "I won't be stepping foot in that shed ever again," he growled. Then he took a long sip of cocoa and felt much better.
"And why would you say such a thing?"
"Because," Glint sighed,
"it's useless. I'll never make a blasted thing."
"You're too hard on yourself," Ella said. "You spent all this time worrying about the things you can't do. You've nearly forgotten all the things you're extraordinarily good at."
"Ha! Like what?"
Glint said as he took a bite of the pie.
"Well,"
Ella crept around his chair and with one swift movement took Glint by the hand and lifted him to his feet.
"You were once an excellent dancer."
She twirled in his hand and grabbed him by the waist. He had no choice but to join in, and before long they were laughing and swaying along to music that only they could hear. Ella placed her hand on his scruffy cheek.
"You've never been good at making gifts, Glint, and maybe you never will be. But that doesn't mean you have nothing to give. You make me smile every day. That's the greatest gift I've ever known."
Then she laid her head on his chest as they swayed by the fire. Glint was also terrible at hiding his tears, and she didn't want him to feel ashamed. Suddenly, shouts from outside brought them both to alert. The cracking of wood against stone made their hair stand on end. Something was going on in the village, and it didn't sound good. In a flash, Ella disappeared into the other room and returned with an armful of bandages. Glint threw on his tweed jacket and cap. Together, they darted outside and down the street through the blustery snow. When they reached the town square, they froze at the sight of a massive shadow lumbering around in the flurries above them. Every step it took shook the ground beneath their feet, and somewhere up in the darkness, two red eyes glowed. So there it is, the beginning of our first short story. Please come back this weekend and listen to the full short story right here on the Cyan Book Club podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you in the next episode.